Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is Najah E. Brown, your host, and we thank you for your support and participation. Hope for Today is an outreach program of Yield to the King Ministry, and our hope and prayer for our listening audience all over the world is that you hear something that is encouraging, life-altering, or prompting you to study the Word of God. We welcome your comments anytime, and you can reach us through our website at www.yieldtothekingministry.org. Well, welcome to today's episode entitled, Let God Choose, He Knows Best. And as always, I would like to read the promotional material, and it says, I remember most of the childhood nursery rhymes, such as Baba Black Sheep, A Tisket, A Tasket, Georgie Porgie, and Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush. That's just to name a few. As kids, when playing in a large group, it was necessary to pare down the group. The fairest way to do that was to use the counting rhyme, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, to choose someone or to count them out. I am so glad our Heavenly Father does not use a nursery rhyme to choose His people. I am also very thankful that God does not act randomly. We serve a God who is all-knowing, who ordains, who governs, who is just, and never fails. Ephesians 1 and 4 says, He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. And that is so, so true. People around me often have heard me say, I am so tired of making decisions. If I could just go one day without having to make a decision, life would be easier. I've lived most of my adult life as a single parent and a single woman. I have made a lifetime of decisions without the benefit of a spouse or mate. I learned to desire making the best decision or choice without impacting the lives of others or creating long-lasting consequences for myself or people around me. How many decisions do we make in a day? Some of those decisions are going to be categorized as major or minor, but nonetheless, a decision is required to move forward by taking our next step or being still. I've learned over the years that I cannot see the intricate details or the entirety of a particular circumstance that I am experiencing or facing. The behind-the-scenes curtain is down. Picture the Wizard of Oz. The curtain is down. I cannot predict the future, nor do I want to. Oh, we would all be in trouble if I could. Where can we go to ensure that we are making a reasonable decision? Simple answer. All we have to do is trust the decision God has already made. Let Him guide us into alignment with His will. He sees all. He knows all. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere. I know for some that sounds like we are robots incapable of making decisions on our own. Well, that's not what I'm suggesting, nor is it what I'm saying. What I am saying is the will of God involves others, and we have a role. We've been cast in this performance called life, and some of us end up in the same scenes by choice or by design. Here's my dilemma. I've recently leased my property for a 125-square-foot block home to be placed in my backyard. Someone who is seeking shelter and a home will be selected and blessed to live in this tiny house. The block home is completely sufficient, equipped with water, plumbing, solar heat, electricity, the whole bit. and this person will transition from homelessness to a safe place to live, and it'll be a place they can call home. The selection of this person is still pending. So people keep asking me, who's going to live there? How will you know who's the right person? Who selects the person? And then people will come up with all the what-if scenarios, such as, what if they are a recovering drug addict and relapse? What if they have mental health issues? What if they break all the terms and conditions? And, you know, they present all the possible negative outcomes without asking the real question, which is, are you sure about this? My response is, I'm praying. I am praying about it. God knows who is the right person for this opportunity. He knew about this situation before I did. In fact, he's the one who prompted me to sign up and participate in the Block Home Project. For some people, that response is a little uncomfortable, and I get it. But for me, it's the only way to go. Yes, I'll make the decision, along with the sponsoring agency facing homelessness, but ultimately, God's guidance for me will be all over this. His green light and stamp of approval is of utmost importance. But even when the final decision is made, that does not guarantee a perfect outcome. It goes back to all of us being cast in this performance of life. So the ultimate question is, in whatever happens, what will my response to God be? Will I trust him? Yes. That's who I trust. That's who we should trust. I have some scriptures I'd like to share, and the first one is found in Exodus chapter 18, verse 26. And this is the New International Version. And it says, they served as judges for the people at all times, the difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. So it appears that collectively the Israelites made group decisions independent of Moses. And in the more difficult cases, they sought out Moses, who had direct access to God. We have an account of their collective decision when Moses went up to Mount Sinai to talk to God about keeping the Sabbath. And the Israelites thought he'd abandoned them. So they went to Aaron and they decided to fashion a golden calf as a god. And they built an altar before that calf. That story is found in Genesis chapter 32. That was a decision that led them into sin. They made a decision based on what they thought they knew, what they could see, what they felt, what they thought they understood, and it was all based on faulty reasoning. God does not intend for us to live like a programmed robot, you know, where he's pulling the strings, or today we might say pushing the remote control buttons. He's given us what we need to make a wise decision because we have direct access to God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. We can freely read and meditate on the Word of God. Yes. We are capable of making our own decisions, and wise ones at that. The caveat is our decisions should not be independent of God, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit. All we have to do is know and listen to the voice of God and meditate on his word day and night. The precepts, principles, guidance, wisdom, discernment, etc. come from him. In other words, we have to tap into our lifeline for decision-making. The minute we act independently of God, we've opened the door for us to trust in our limited understanding, interpretation, and reasoning. We need discernment from God. Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him." Some versions say, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 16:3 says, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. And then there's Psalm 25:12 says, who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. Psalm 33:12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people who he chose for his inheritance. And then Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. I read chapter 4, or verse 4 earlier, but Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, and this is the New King James Version, says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4 says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5 says, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And then verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. And then in John chapter 15, verse 16, going back to the New International Version, it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. So in closing, if we trust God the Father with choices he has made that directly affects our lives here on earth and for all eternity, it only stands to reason that I would trust him with the decision for the block home resident. This decision is his to make. I don't know what he has planned or purpose for the person who will be selected, but I do know that if we let God choose because he knows best, then the outcome will glorify him and him alone. So just think about it. Let God choose. He knows best. And we are all cast in this performance called life. And like I said before, some of us end up in the same scenes, not by choice, but by design. God has a purpose and a plan for all of us. And we get to live, we get to interact, we get to cross paths. And I believe every time I meet someone, it's by design. God ordained it. It's not by chance or happenstance or random meeting. I know that God has allowed us to cross paths for a reason. So whoever this person's going to be, it's going to be okay with me. And yes, the decision will be made and I will be a part of it. But like I said, God is going to be all over it. And his green light and stamp of approval, like I said before, is of utmost importance. So with that, I want to say, may God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks. God bless you.